This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Happy to have you along. We're going to overview the Talkers chart for the week of September 7th to the 11th. Yes, September 11th. A lot of conversation about that. And the we is Doug Steffen. That's me. The other part of the we is he or him, Michael Harrison. I like that. That's an English lesson for you, Michael. And he and him and objective and subjective cases and all that good stuff. That would make a great radio show, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so our job here is to overview what's going on in the News Talk Radio field. Thus, Michael, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, he and the staff overview by listening to a lot of stations and programs what's going on. There is some mystery to this, and I guess in terms of the top 10, there's usually a little push-pull as to what goes where. So I'm going to let you do the honors to explain what you have done this week in terms of putting the stories together in a particular order, Michael.
Well, I have no idea what you mean by there's some mystery to this and there's some push-pull. I mean, it is what it is. I mean,
there are a lot of issues that you have to decide during the course of the week. What is most important, and it's a tough thing to sometimes
decide.
Well,
we don't talk about what's most important. We talk about what's most talked about. What's most important, it would be very different, and it's really not for us to say. But based upon our observation of the scene, these are the 10 most talked about topics on talk radio this past week. And obviously, there's a certain general aspect to it because it's very difficult to sometimes know where one story ends and another begins.
Sure. Yeah.
At number 10, we have the Pope's divorce changes. At number 9, we have a tie between Freddie Gray settlement and the Black Lives Matter movement. At number 8, we have Brady versus the NFL and the ESPN Spygate story. At number 7, we have the Russia-Syria military connection. At number 6, we have the Kentucky clerk case. At number 5, the European migrant crisis and U.S. immigration policy. At number 4, the Iran nuclear deal. At number 3, the 2016 presidential candidates and the presidential race. And specifically at number 2, the Hillary Clinton emails apology. And at number 1, it remains the most talked about topic, the Trump candidacy. The people most talked about this past week, at number 10, Vladimir Putin. Pope Francis is at 9, Tom Brady and Roger Goodell at 8. At number 7, Rand Paul, Scott Walker, Carly Fiorina, and Chris Christie. At number 6, Kim Davis and Mike Huckabee. At number 5, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. At number 4, Ben Carson, Jeb Bush, and Ted Cruz. And here are the big three, Hillary at number 3, Barack Obama at number 2, and Donald Trump is number 1. I'd say you have to admit that's pretty accurate.
I never question the accuracy of it. I think what is interesting is, I mean, my use of the word important, and I'm trying to use that word as a way of bolstering the essence of what the important topics are. And sometimes, you know, you ask the question, because we always have the poll at DougSteffen.com about the top 10 talk topics and how they all fit together. What really turns you on? And I find a lot of people this week have been turned on, at least on my program, which is not admittedly a political program. A lot of people want to talk about this Kentucky clerk. One of the things that's come up, Michael, is how the news talk radio people in discussing the issue are ferreting their way through the information because the reporting has been so horrible on this, not knowing much about, there are all kinds of speculation, people talking about the marriages this woman's had and things like that. I mean, what's that got to do with her job? But yet it feeds into the gossipy nature of our conversation in our world these days, yeah?
There's no question. Gossip and public policy and politics and serious issues and fun issues and non-important issues all seem to mush together. And I guess it's always been that way, don't you think?
I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking back on my own career and the work that I did running a newsroom once. and thinking about the reporters and what their charge was versus what the charge is. That was in the 80s, so a long time ago, and the charge was to get the news and get it right. Today, get a story that people will be interested in without too much emphasis on whether they get it right or not. Thus, the tenure of Brian Williams, who, by the way, goes back to MSNBC just sort of as a political pundit. Wouldn't we all like to have a job like that, get $14 million bucks and show up sort of once in a while? Kind of a neat thing.
That'd be really nice.
Yeah, that would be good.
I'd show up at least, you know, once a month.
Would you?
Not a bad job.
For you, no. It's a nice job. Nice work if you can get it. I want to find out from you, because you're a big, big Patriots fan. Did you watch or listen to the first game of the season, this one between the Patriots and Pittsburgh?
I watched every second of it.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of the, jabs, I suppose, that Brady has taken this week from some sectors? It's no question in New England he's a popular guy. Outside of New England, it's sort of like an opera or operetta here.
Yeah, well, I think, and we've talked about this before, I think that in professional sports there's a long history of espionage, intrigue, skullduggery, bending the rules, unsavory characters. I would never, ever say that the New England Patriots are beyond that. What I would say is that compared to the others, the New England Patriots are just a better football team and a better organization, and they've had such an extraordinary track record of success over the past 15 years that there is an enormous amount of jealousy and downright hatred for them around the country. As a result, the things that they have done that are done by other teams and have been done are hypocritically singled out as being far worse relative to the state of the sport than they deserve to be. So, but in a way, it's kind of fun now. Being a New England Patriots fan, and I, you know, it's funny, I try to have a nonpartisan position in my career, and by talking about being a fan of the New England Patriots, I'll probably have more people hating me than if I were to say I'm a liberal or a conservative or a fan of any politician. But, hey, so what? Being a New England Patriots fan at this point is more fun because it's an us-against-them attitude, and It makes it even more interesting, and it certainly makes their victories even more sweet. I want everybody to understand that it's just a game, and it's only that important to me, not more than that.
All right. There's Michael on the Patriots football, sports talk radio. There it is, all sort of wrapped up into one. It's really interesting, though, the number of stations that have converted in this last year or so to sports talk, and the number of TV hours that are given these cable channels. And there are a lot of people that are doing radio and television programs sort of simulcast, more so in that field than any other. Let's talk about that in a moment as we continue with the Talkers Charts, the overview of issues for this past week, the week of September 7th to the 11th. We do it every weekend here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
At least one major university made headlines when it decided to ban the movie American Sniper from campus. College officials were quoted saying, "We didn't want students exposed to opinions that promote violence as a solution to disagreement." Whatever you think about the Iraq War and the role of the U.S. military, there is an even larger issue in the important role of education in a free society. If you look through the lens of liberty, you see that when colleges try to cut off debate and push only one point of view, that is brainwashing, not education. Encouraging students to analyze both sides and form their own opinions is vital to free thought.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, your pack's back.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. A lot of things going on there, including an overview of what's going on in this fascinating format, the News Talk Radio world. And it does now include Sports Talk Radio, which has enjoyed phenomenal success in the last few years. And so I guess I come to you with the idea that seems to be more relevant and applicable for some reason, and this is why I asked you the question, how is it that so many more sports talk radio shows are aired on television at the same time as compared to other regular conversation shows?
It's a good question, and I'm not totally sure I know the answer. I may have to go zen on you and say it is what it is. It's just because they are. I don't know if there's anything intrinsic about sports talk that makes it more interesting to see talking heads behind microphones talking on television. Perhaps it's just that a better job has been done of it by those that do it. Could be that there's just such a tremendous interest in sports that people do everything they can to get as much of it as they can. But frankly, the question is rhetorical. I don't know the answer.
Well, I'm going to speculate a little bit here, and I'm going to do it based on what I know or I think I know about what these people are being paid. There is an austerity move in radio, and I think that the public knows it because of what they're listening to on the radio and how different it sounds these days than it sounded 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago when you and I first got started. There aren't the kind of personalities, the strong conversations or the strong identity with as many people on the radio as there used to be. And I wonder about that as to how it equates. The sports people are paid more, I think. Most of the sports radio hosts are paid more, and their shows seem to be more entertaining. And I don't know that I can put my finger on why. Maybe it's because they're just talking about a game or two or three or four. Yeah?
Well, as I said, it has to do with, if anything, it has to do with the popularity of sports. I don't know if it's because they're paid more. I tell you, you know, I've never done sports talk radio. I've had sports conversations. You and I talked about sports many times. We just did a few seconds ago. We're doing it now. It's fun talking about sports, and it's fun listening to sports, and it's fun watching sports. But, you know, it's also fun talking about movies, and it's fun talking about celebrity gossip. And there are a lot of fun topics out there. Sports is a gigantic business, and it's a gigantic diversion for not only the American public, all around the world. Look at how excited they get about soccer in parts of the world.
Yeah.
So it's just part of our human condition, I guess.
I think diversion is the right word. Michael Harrison with the right words here on this week's Talk Radio Review. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Let's keep going here. Michael Harrison, the second half of our overview, second half of the hour in which we talk a lot about the issues of the week, go through the stories, the lists. They are all published, or you can find them at Talkers Magazine as well, at talkers.com. So the business of Donald Trump and his candidacy and the others who would be president, remember the old expression, the others who would be king, Donald Trump said something about Carly Fiorina's looks this week, and it didn't set well with a lot of the people who have been heretofore fairly supportive of him on the air. I heard somebody say, "Hey, Donald, have you looked at yourself in the mirror lately?"
Well, I mean, it's about time that some of the people that have been supporting Trump, you know, across the board, start looking at his nature and just what kind of guy he is. And is that the kind of guy you want representing the nation and all its people as the president of the United States? Get real.
Get real.
Yeah, get real. I mean, he is the most incredibly entertaining man in this country.
Mm-hmm.
He is an incredible entertainer. He is a reality show genius. But do you really want him as president? Come on.
Some people want him because he's talking about the issues that they want to have solved or addressed. Now comes Carly Fiorina, who is hot on the trail, coming from nowhere to the number three position in most of the polls. And they're all virtually now pretty much tied. If you look at most of the polls that are being done in Iowa and New Hampshire, on the Republican side anyway, of likely voters in the primary, it's Trump and Carson pretty much neck and neck, and then just a hair behind is Carly Fiorina. And then the regular traditional Republicans, they're in the dust. Nowhere to be found. Jeb Bush only got 5 points, and that came up after his appearance with Stephen Colbert this week. And I guess I would wonder, from your perspective, how do those gigs, how does somebody like, well, Joe Biden's been on now, and Bush, how do they really help in the long run cement somebody's position in people's minds?
You mean being on
those late kind
shows?
Of shows, yeah.
Well, I look at it from an industrial standpoint. I mean, those late shows are part of the industry that we cover, but they're not the heart of it. I look at talk radio as the heart of it. And every time Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush or Donald Trump goes on a major late-night TV show, I think about all the talk radio shows that they're not going on. Mm-hmm. And that bothers me. It bothers me for many reasons. I want to see journalists and I want to see hard-hitting talk show hosts asking tough questions. I think the Colberts and the Lettermans and the Lenos and the all the way back to Jack Parr interviewing John F. Kennedy, this goes back a long way. I think that they have a purpose. I think Bill Clinton playing the saxophone on Arsenio Hall had a purpose. It's good to see the human side of these people, seeing Biden get emotional, et cetera, et cetera. But when they use that as the main vehicle to further this personality parade that we're watching, this reality show of entertainment and sound bites, I think that it doesn't serve our democracy well. I'd rather see them out on the stump appearing on local talk shows around the country like they did in the 90s, which is not happening anymore.
No, it isn't happening anymore. But it would be kind of cool, and we would have more of them on the radio. These people go on the radio in New Hampshire and Iowa, and then they become big stars, and they forget who they talk to. You'd never, most of them never went back on these radio programs that really got them started, do they?
Don't you remember how it was back in the 90s? Everybody that had a good talk show was talking to all the major presidential candidates all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Yep, and doesn't happen that way now for whatever the reason. Michael Harrison is here. We're going through the Talkers charts for the week of September 7th to the 11th. And we'll talk about September 11th on the radio, the 14th time around, in just a matter of moments here, as this week's talk radio stories are in the focus, and the Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison treatment is what's up front.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best.
Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We are looking, I say looking, and that's really a horrible word to use for a radio program. Although when I come around to it, Michael, using imagery, the imagination that is so well piqued by those who know how to cleverly use words and draw images in one's mind. There have been some great people over the years. Gene Shepherd always comes to mind. For those who don't remember him, he was a late night host on WOR in New York for many years, for decades, told great stories, and he never took any calls. He just talked about things going on in his life and drew parallels to certain circumstances. He was just a genius at that. And we were talking about whether those people still exist or not. And we don't think they do, for whatever the reason. Have the times just changed so much that people aren't thinking? I mean, I love to go on the radio and tell stories, but has that time come and gone, Michael?
Well, popular media has always had change, so there, the pendulum could swing back. If somebody, you know, the trends go where the talent lies. If somebody came along that was really a compelling storyteller, It's not outside of possibility that they would become popular, And then suddenly storytelling would be big again. But there was a time when there were storytellers. The telephone technology wasn't as advanced in those days. The idea of telephone talk radio had not really come into its own. And you had a lot of chat shows where you had people in the studio talking to each other.
Right.
It was the invention of the 7-second delay and having people call in and having it work that changed the nature of talk radio and ushered in the modern era. I'd like to see great storytellers come back, but attention spans are not what they used to be. People used to love to listen to somebody weave a tale and tell a story. Now they roll their eyes and say, get to the point already.
All right, but let's talk about how that manifests itself, because you made an excellent point there, understanding the difference between a conversation show that is like many of the national and local shows that don't have guests. Limbaugh rarely has a guest on his program, Hannity more so. Those are two of the well listened to syndicated shows. There's a reason for that. In the case of Limbaugh, he wants to be the star and doesn't want to have anybody distract from him unless it's somebody that he himself wants to promote, and it's his program. He ought to be able to do what he wants. When it comes to guests in general, I know that there are a number of guests that want to be on with Hannity, and they are usually well treated by him. The idea of guests in general, and I'm speaking now about my own experience, cutting my teeth on radio that did focus on guests, but then as the medium matured, I was told, no more guests, just do issues and take phone calls. And so there's that. Now people say, well, don't take phone calls because most of them aren't any good anymore. But
it's challenging.
Yeah.
No, it really is challenging. There's pitfalls to everything. If you're just a storyteller, you better be interesting or people are going to be bored.
Right.
If you're doing dialogue between two people, you better do the dance right or it will sound amateurish. If you're taking calls, well, they better be good calls, because just hearing people on the radio today or being heard on the radio today is not the same as it was 20 years ago.
No.
Everybody has a Facebook page. Everybody has the ability to make a full-length movie in their house.
Mm-hmm.
Being on the radio is not that big a deal. You know, we're the town hall of the airway. Well, you know, the town hall is social media today.
Yep, sure is.
So it's very challenging to stay relevant, original, pertinent, compelling, interesting, commercial. This is part of what we deal with in covering the industry at Talkers Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
For people in the business to try to figure these things out, because it does not remain static. It's very challenging, and it's exciting.
Yeah. One of the things that we talk about at our conventions under the auspices of Talkers every year is the mix of guests and topics and ideas. I don't even like the word topic anymore, just ideas. What's your idea on this? But there are more and more people who seem to be going to guests because it seems to take away from the requirement that they express themselves, have an opinion, engage people. So they bring on stuff, conversations and guests that seem kind of mealy. But yet, when you look at the success of NPR, which is pretty much based on most of the conversation shows, not their news shows, I'm not talking about All Things Considered here, I'm talking about Terry Gross, for example, that whole program lacks any of her feeling or input as to what she thinks herself. She asks questions that are well prepared, well researched, getting at issues or what's a life like. I listened to a fascinating interview she did with an actress this week, and it was very telling about the actress. I learned a lot about the actress. I still don't know any more, except Terry Gross has been at NPR for a long time, and I know she has a particular slant. But I don't really know more about her. So the reason I bring it up is it sort of flies in the face of what we hear from some who just say, yeah, you've got to express yourself, lots of opinions, but yet the ratings for the NPR stations are very strong, Michael.
Well, there's no single method that will get you success. It has to do with talent, and it has to do with having something of value to the listener. So if Terry Gross does not have an entertainment quality to her presentation, nor her opinion is provocative the way, say, Limbaugh is, she more than compensates for it by conducting very informative and interesting interviews with informative and interesting people, asking the right questions and keeping it moving. That's a very valid art form, and that's a very, very productive way of doing radio. But if you don't do it well, then it's not good. Anything done well will work. There's two things at work. One, there's the trends, because corporate mentality always is to, let's duplicate what's working, and they always do the wrong thing. They come up with the form and not the content.
Mm-hmm.
But anything really done well will succeed, whether it's passé, whether it's old school, new school, progressive, unusual, avant-garde, abstract, doesn't matter. If it's done well, it will succeed. If it's done poorly, it won't. All the other stuff about what they tell you to do and not do, has really nothing to do with that one fact that I've just expressed.
Mm-hmm. It is interesting to listen to some of the consultants who have different theories about what works and what doesn't work, how to handle this or how to handle that. And it just goes to show you, it depends on what you're talking about and to whom you are speaking. If you want to bring in younger listeners, you can't keep talking about Social Security, or it used to be the rule of thumb, you couldn't talk about Medicare, that sort of thing. But a lot of younger people, if they think about it, understand there isn't going to be any of that when they get older. So there's a certain amount of concern there now that there used to not be.
Well, have you ever seen young people really concern themselves about what's going to happen when they get older?
I think they're concerned about what is going on now and the impact that that will have when they're getting older. You don't think people care?
No, I don't think young people think beyond the immediate.
Really?
I think that's having been young, having been middle-aged, and having been now kind of seasoned, mm-hmm. I've seen it all. And my experience, and I'm an observer of things, I'm an observer of my own experiences, I'm pretty objective about that, I find that one of the amazing things about young people is they don't worry about the future. They think it's a long way off.
Mm-hmm.
They worry about the present. And they face tremendous challenges. You know, well, one of the things that older folks think is, oh, youth is wasted on the young. It's such a wonderful time. If I had my health, if I had my strength, if I had my energy. Let me tell you, being in your 20s is one of the most painful experiences anybody can go through.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like young people are wallowing in the joy of being young. Being young is as painful. Remember being in high school?
Awkward, pimple face.
Yeah. But they're not. I don't think that somebody in their 20s really is worried about what it's like to be 65 or 70 and how you're going to deal with Social Security. For crying out loud, I find that people 65 don't have empathy for people 75.
Mm-hmm.
I find that people who are 75 and in good health don't worry about what it's going to be like when they're 80 or 90. This is a very strange aspect of aging and human nature. Isn't it interesting?
Yeah, it is interesting. We'll pause when we return. The Freddie Gray situation, how it's being handled by talk radio locally and nationally. We'll discuss that as we continue with this week's overview of the hot hits in talk radio. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, is with me. I'm Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
At least one major university made headlines when it decided to ban the movie American Sniper from campus. College officials were quoted saying, "We didn't want students exposed to opinions that promote violence as a solution to disagreement." Whatever you think about the Iraq War and the role of the U.S. military, there is an even larger issue in the important role of education in a free society. If you look through the lens of liberty, you see that when colleges try to cut off debate and push only one point of view, that is brainwashing, not education. Encouraging students to analyze both sides and form their own opinions is vital to free thought.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen. Wrapping up, mopping up. I always love it when people use some of those terms. Mopping up the final few minutes. Mopping up what? What do we make a mess on the floor? No. People and their expressions are priceless. Okay, so the Freddie Gray settlement is number 9 this week on the talk radio countdown. So the question comes on whether, you know, most of the stations are talking about whether you're going to get a fair trial or not. I'm curious to know as to how some of the black hosts are handling this versus some of the white hosts. And I know that that may rile some people up, but it is being handled differently in my experience by some of the people in Baltimore. And there are two, I don't know if we'd call them white stations. That's probably dangerous.
I would never call anything a white station.
Okay. But you know,
I won't even participate in that. There are general stations, and then there are specific ethnic stations.
So yeah, there, we'll put it that way. I mean, and that was a way of me exchanging the different focus, because there are, we do call them black stations, ethnic stations.
Yes, but Doug, this is, it's more important that we address what you're skirting than really how they're handling the Freddie Gay case.
What am I skirting?
A minorities have a right to organize. When majorities organize, it's called fascism. Mm. The whole idea is to protect the rights of minorities, because it's very dangerous to be a minority in any human culture.
And
they have to be protected and given a break to be able to organize and have their own stations, their own clubs.
Mm.
If you have a, hey, white culture club, well, that's the KKK. But if it's the African-American Polish-American club or something like that, it's understandable.
Well, that's sort of where I was going. Thank you for going there and maybe helping me get my foot out of my mouth. There isn't the kind of stuff that goes on radio, but the negative that is attached, as you just suggested, with things like the KKK, that seems to be against the black realities, it's sad, actually, and pretty pathetic when you get right down to it, how some of the people handle some of this stuff, even though they don't declare themselves to be members of that group or organization. You know as well as I do, there's some pretty right-wing focus on people who run radio programs and the listeners, who, even though it isn't called what we called it, that's really the skew.
Well, perhaps they're playing into white paranoia, and perhaps they're playing the fear card. And perhaps what they're doing is tapping into the negative side of human nature, which does exist. It is real. People are that way. But do you necessarily want somebody throwing a lit match into a bunch of rags that are soaked in kerosene? I mean, that's why we call it rabble-rousing.
Yes.
I mean, you know, God bless the peacemakers in this world. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to stir up malcontent and make people fearful and hateful of people they don't understand and people that they feel are threatening their way of life. It's very easy to do that. And if you look at history, it's always been the card played by people who turned on to be far worse than the problem to begin with.
All right, so let me get to the root of the question in the interest of time. The reason that I brought it up is because I wanted to know whether you thought that the black stations were having an effect on the discussion of what's going on, especially since the mayor and the council there just voted to pay the family $6 million, and how that's skewing in the minds of people the ability to get a fair trial. This is an issue that should be handled maybe the same way on both types of stations, and I wonder if it is.
Well, it has to do with the host, and it has to do with liberal and conservative. It has to do with how they want to play those issues. Let's face it, in talk radio, there are people that press buttons and do what they can, whether they're on one side or the other, to tap into emotion.
Mm-hmm. Pushing
buttons. And beyond that, all I could say is, of course, the black stations have an impact.
Mm-hmm.
They all have an impact, mm-hmm. and that's why we follow this. Not knowing which way it's ultimately going to go, but we're definitely in a time of turmoil, a time of crisis and uncertainty. And if I were to tell you I knew the answers, I'd be lying.
All right. He's not. He's telling you the truth. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Time for us now to do some radio business. Back to the hot hits, the top 10 radio topics of the week, and how they play out legally with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who appears on the program every week at this time. He's a lawyer, college professor, interested in scams, and there are certainly plenty of them out there warning people about how to manipulate among or around some of the things that are fraudulent, even on the radio. I noticed that yet another radio host has been arrested, charged with fraud. These financial planners that are on the radio, Steve, there's a scam and a half there. Most of them are, I don't want to say frauds, probably that's a dangerous statement to make. There's a lot of reason to turn to another station when they're on. How's that?
Yeah, I think you started out a little dangerous, but you couched it. But yeah,
right.
And one of the things people have to remember is that just because someone may be on a legitimate radio station or even see them on a legitimate television station doesn't mean that they've been vetted. It doesn't mean that they indeed are legitimate. And yeah, there are a lot of scammers out there giving advice, and they're real good at giving advice, but not necessarily so good as far far as making it honest.
Right. All right, let's take a walk through some of the things that have been important this week in the conversation mode on News Talk Radio station. Certainly the migrant crisis and immigration policy. How could it be we extended our numbers from 70 to 75,000 and some people in Congress were asking for more? How does that work legally? What happens to those people when they come here as refugees? How are they different than immigrants?
Well, you know, it's a very serious problem and issue that's facing not just here in the United States, but all throughout Europe, and the European Union is dealing with this. And there are people who get expedited treatment who are coming here to escape oppression and horrible circumstances like we're seeing in Syria. The part of the problem is, you know, the government could screw up cornflakes. And I've even seen reports that amongst the refugees coming are people being sent by ISIS, and that this is a way of infiltrating into the country. So there is some screening done, but it's expedited screening, and you know we have to recognize the humanitarian aspects of our responsibility to our fellow man, but we got to do it responsibly.
Yeah, and legally. Next, the Kentucky clerk case continues. In jail, out of jail, will do, won't do. Will sign, won't sign, name there, name not there. I mean, this has gotten to be ridiculous.
You know, and I was reading a report of a judge who was refusing to perform same-sex marriages, and they mentioned, oh, by the way, this is a judge who has a picture of Hitler on the wall in his office. Bottom line is the judge in this case was absolutely correct. She was in, the clerk was in contempt of court. She was not doing what she was required to do. If she wanted to follow her conscience, she could resign. She wanted the certificates, the marriage certificates, to be altered so her name would not appear on it at a cost of really hundreds of thousands of dollars to put the legislature back to do this. Bottom line is I do think that there are other clerks in the office that are issuing them. I think it'll die down, but she may want to consider another line of work.
But she doesn't. She's not likely to do that. Her mother had the job. It was easy fixings, $80,000 a year. But how much of this attention is brought about by people having either wrong information, misinformation in terms of the both news media and talk radio?
You know, horribly done so. And yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up, Doug, because there is so much misreporting and then people making their impressions of this, of what went on from misreporting. And I really think that's it's been a dangerous situation throughout the history of media, but it is so much worse now that there really is very little that regulates the accuracy of media. And anybody can get something out there and lies get repeated again and again. People form their impressions. It's a very, very serious situation.
Yep. All right. Finally, when it comes to the Freddie Gray settlement, that means no fair trial, or what does it mean?
Well, it means that there will not be a civil trial when it comes to the death of Freddie Gray in Baltimore. But the officers are still going to be tried, and the judge said he still wants that trial in Baltimore. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of a jury they're going to be able to get in Baltimore. I remember the late comedian Norm Crosby said he didn't want to trust his fate to 12 people who weren't smart enough to get out of jury duty. But the bottom line is it's a real obligation. At one time you ask people, do you know anything about the case? And if they said yes, you kick them off. But right. Everybody knows about this case.
For sure. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. information. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.